It's Bengali New Year this week, the year 1427. The New Year was the day the Indian COVID lockdown was supposed to have ended. Instead, that has been extended for another 2 weeks, till the end of April at least, which makes for not such a happy New Year. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. This time last year, I was at the annual Charak Mela, a fair that sets up on the streets of Kolkata at the end of the Bengali year, full of artists and craftsmen from the villages, all set up in the middle of a street, close to traffic, open to the night sky, surrounded by houses more than 100 years old. These are the toys of a childhood long left behind in a world of cell phones and gadgets. Little tin drums, tiny painted clay toys of plates of fruits and animals. Shukumar Prajapati tells me all the vegetables he crafts from clay and hand paints carefully. Take 15 to 20 minutes each. Tiny garlic bulbs, onions, pumpkins, chilies, tomatoes. There are lots of noisemakers, multicolored squeaking toys, cats, dogs, tigers, squeaky parrots. Little one-string instruments with clay drums as their bodies. Boys strum them, trying to coax a tune out of them. Abdul Noshkar makes them. Someone asks if it's Chinese made. Noshkar says indignantly he makes them himself. Tiny technicolored tin motorboats, powered by a drop of oil and a burning wick, whiz around a bowl of water. 140 rupees, just about $2. It will run all day, says the man. Painted fans, clay dogs, little aluminium pots and pans for toy kitchens. These are left behind toys of our childhood, of rat-a-tat-tat drums and bamboo flutes and toy cars. Toys that have not kept up with the times. Every year during this New Year fair, they do reappear in the neighborhood, tugging nostalgic heartstrings and memories of simpler pleasures. But the biggest attraction of this annual fair is an amazing ritual where men tie themselves by impaling hooks in their bodies, tying themselves to a rope and then are hauled up to the top of a pole made of the trunk of a tree, and they spin around in circles high above the fairgrounds as crowds scream, asking for the blessings of the bare-bodied men, glistening with sweat, flying above them, at one with the gods for a little while. At the end of the great festival, the tree is immersed in a pond, says Babu Chakravarti, one of the young men who trained to be the Charak devotee every year. He says at one time he was nervous about flying through the air, just hanging onto a rope. But now he's used to it because it's in the name of God. It's a festival to end the suffering of the old year and hope for a bountiful new year. These are indigenous festivals of Bengal, old-fashioned almost at a time when cosmopolitan Indians have discovered Christmas and Easter and Halloween, says one of the organizers. I walk through the sweating, jostling crowds as loudspeakers tell me to beware of pickpockets looking for mobiles and purses. When I'm thirsty, I stop for a bit of freshly squeezed sugarcane juice. Or those more used to modern pleasures can get Pepsi and Kulfi ice creams. These are fairs that have survived from time immemorial, rituals of a new year. I've taken them for granted from the time I was a little boy. I have outgrown the racket toys, the bamboo flutes, the squeaky birds. But I would go to the fair just for the reassurance of something that held true in a rapidly changing world. This year, though, there will be no fair, no spinning men. In a time of social distancing, gatherings like this are forbidden. I wonder what Abdul Noshkar and Shukumar Prajapati and Babu Chakravarti are doing this year, when the clay fruits and toy drums and the charak pole will find no takers, at what used to be their busiest time of the year. But Corona or not, the new year still comes. But will it be happy? All I can wish you for 1427 is have a healthy and safe new year. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Thank you.